Okay. The in Perek Chavches here in Parshas Kisavo, so the Torah describes for us, and hopefully we'll connect this a little bit to Elul. Vayam Shema Tishma Bekol Shema. Okay, I've listened to Hashem. The Shmor Lasos as Kol Mitzvos of you fulfill the mitzvos of Hashem. So then, Unisancha Hashem Elokecha El Yonah Kol Goyah Haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to elevate you. He's going to put you on top of all the other nations of the world. Torah goes on to say, Uvo Alecha Kol HaBrachos Ha'Eila V'Hisigucha. And all the brachas that are described here in Chumash and Parshas Kisavo, those are v'hisigucha, those are going to, on some level, reach you. That those brachas are going to eventually come, and they're going to reach you. Many of the Mefarshim are somewhat bothered by this word, v'hisigucha. What is the special message here, that the brachas are actually going to reach us, that we're going to attain them? What exactly is unique? What is unexpected? What is the importance of telling us the brachas are actually going to reach us? The Sfarno says, as an example, that the chiddush is it's going to reach us even though we didn't engage in that much hishtadlus. Normally, we have to work very hard for things. But here, if we just fulfill Torah mitzvahs well, the brachas are going to come to us even if we ourselves did not work as hard for them as we may have thought. But we'll try to highlight three different mahalchim, additional mahalchim, in terms of what exactly the message is. The Or HaChaim has a suggestion. The Or HaChaim is based on certain ideas in the world of Kabbalah, that in a certain sense, the way the world is structured, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is all the way up there, and there are on some level intermediate steps between the time when Hashem sends things down to us and we actually receive them. Says the Or HaChaim, it's true Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to give us Rachmanis all the time, but sometimes as the good that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to send us comes on its way down, Shabagas HaTova Hu Lemata Yisbudus Sanhedri Maila Imro'i, that sometimes in those intermediate steps, the Beis Din Shalmala decides, you know what? I'm not sure he really deserves this. I'm not sure he's really ready for this. So even though on some level, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us certain things, sometimes, again, Kivyachol, it's obviously all Kadosh Baruch Hu's system, it gets held back at some of those intermediate stages between the time when Hashem wanted to give it to us and the time that we actually would get it. So the bracha of Hisigucha is that when you're entitled to a bracha, it should make its way all the way down to you. That it shouldn't be a bracha that on some level Hashem wants to give us, but maybe we're not fit for it, maybe we're not ready for it. It should be a way of receiving a certain bracha, which means on some level that in order to receive bracha, it's important, the Or HaChaim would say, that we'd be people who are ro'i for certain things. We'd be people who are not just the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us, but we ourselves are becoming the kinds of people who are ro'i to be able to receive it. So on one hand, again, the Torah teaches us that when brachas are given over, we want that this extra maila, v'hisigucha, that we should attain these brachas. For the Sfarno, that's even if we don't work that hard, we should be zocha to get brachas. For the Or HaChaim, it's that even if we deserve it, it shouldn't sort of be interrupted on the way down. There are two mahalchim in Torah Chassidus that I think are very, very powerful, and I think are very, very important. The Sfas Emes writes here in Parshas Kisavo that sometimes you have brachas, says the Sfas Emes, that a person is entitled to. But it happens to be that right now, they, for whatever reason, are not able to get it. Just like we know that often a person may daven, and right now the answer may be no. I daven for something, and right now, for whatever reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu has cheshbonos, that tefillah can't really be answered. And the same thing is true, says Sfas Emes, but certain brachas we really should get, but right now, for where we are at, it's not a bracha that we are really able to receive, again, for whatever reason. V'hisigucha comes to teach us that even if right now you aren't entitled to get a certain bracha, we hope that eventually it's going to be stored for us and it eventually will attain us. Eventually we will attain it. It will come and reach us. That sometimes there are things that we're entitled to and that we deserve and right now just not the right time, but we should never feel like that bracha is gone forever. We should never feel like we performed Torah mitzvos and we're deserving of a certain bracha. And right now maybe we're not getting it, but don't make the mistakes of this Sfas Emes of the fact that you didn't get it now means that you're not going to be able to get it later. That the way that brachas work, and part of that bracha here, is eventually it'll reach you. Eventually it will get to you, even though right now maybe it's not able to. And that's true for tefillah also, that sometimes we daven, that the Chaz Nishte, I believe they used to say, the Chaz Nishte said that the tefillahs that a grandmother has, or that a woman has, when she lights Hadlakas Neros, those tefillahs will help her grandchild decades later, you know, come back to Torah mitzvot. Sometimes there are tefillahs that we daven that right now, they're not coming to fruition, but it doesn't mean that they can't. It doesn't mean that they won't eventually be able to do so. The last pshat is an incredibly, I think, powerful one of the Degel Machan Ephraim. I always knew this as being a Torah of the Baal Shem, but Degel Machan Ephraim says it here, relative to the Baal Shem, And he suggests the following. Why does Chumash say it as if the brachas are going to reach you? It really should be the opposite, that we'll go towards the brachas. But then the brachas are going to like chase after us. Those brachas are going to reach us. So says the Degel Machan Ephraim the following very, very beautiful idea. He says, you know, there are times where there are good things that happen in our lives, but we fail to appreciate that they're really very good. There are some times where there are opportunities and things we could take advantage of, but for whatever reason, we fail to recognize that, and for whatever reason, we're not really able to appreciate it when it's around us. The bracha here is that even if we missed it, the bracha was there, I didn't realize they had this great opportunity. I could have been able to accomplish something, and for whatever reason, I didn't recognize while I was there just how special it is. Vihisigucha. The brachas are still going to reach you. The brachas are going to attain you, even if you didn't appreciate that, even if you didn't realize that, the brachas eventually are going to come, and the brachas are going to be able to reach you. He says that's pshat in Tehillim, when we say, Ach tov v'chesed yir defuni kol yimei chayai. That tov and chesed, good and loving kindness, to chase me my entire life. What does that mean? So says Degel Machan Ephraim, I think some quote this from the name of the Baal Shem Tov also, that sometimes there are good things, and they're in front of me, and I make a bad choice, I don't realize that it's really that good. So my tefillah is, Tov v'chesed, yir defuni kol yimei chayai. That even if there is Tov v'chesed in front of me, and I passed it up, I daven to Hashem, can it please chase after me? Can it make sure that eventually I recognize how great it is? Can it make sure that eventually it reaches me? That sometimes there are brachas, says Degel Machan Ephraim, but we don't really always appreciate that the bracha's there, even when it's in front of us. And part of our tefillah is to be able to appreciate the power of different moments, to be able to appreciate the power of certain experiences, and to be able to receive that each in our own way. So what the Torah does right now, the Torah in many ways is describing for us that even often there are brachas in this world, and we want to do our best to make sure that we're receiving those brachas. If you keep Torah mitzvahs well, your kol Hashem Elokecha, says the Torah, then the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, they're going to reach us. Those are brachas, uvo alecha, kol ha-brachas ha-elav, hisigucha. It says as far as it's going to be sometimes, a person sometimes can get brachas, even without working that hard, even without a shtadlus. According to the Orachayim, we want to make sure that we're going to be roi, it's not going to be broken in the intermediate steps. Because Baruch Hu is going to make sure we get it somewhat directly. For this Fas Ames, that there are often brachas that we are entitled to, but right now the timing's just not right. And we want to have emunah to understand that the bracha we get here, v'hisigucha, is that eventually it will be able to come our way. But certainly the Degel Machan Ephraim, with incredibly important Torah, to recognize that there are often brachas in front of us. And there are often great experiences and things we can take advantage of. If we mess up, if we don't, v'hisigucha, we should be zocha, that it be able to follow after us, reach eventually. That tov v'chesed, yir defuni kol yimei chayai, that good right things should always chase me. And even if I've made a mistake and not appreciated it, it should always be able to chase me. Elul is a time in many ways where we engage in the form of cheshbon nefesh. We think about how we've done and different things. Some of us think about a year that was incredibly wonderful. Some of us think about a year, undoubtedly, that had certain challenges. We should be zocha to, on the one hand, be aware of this Fas Emes. If it was a year that was a little bit difficult, if it was a year in which things were not perfect, v'hisigucha. We should be zocha that those brachas that in many ways we're entitled to should really come our way eventually, that those brachas should really reach us. And if we look back and we have certain regrets, so we should, v'hisigucha the Degel Machan Ephraim, that we should be able to appreciate what's really there, that bracha should chase after us, and that we should be zocha to be able to attain them. And the ultimate bracha described by this Sfarno, v'hisigucha, even without a shtadlus, the Ribbono Shel Olam should bestow upon us all wonderful blessings, and we should be zocha to have a wonderful, not just day and Shabbos, but a wonderful year going forward. Shkayach, guys. Yeah.